Okay, after watching the tape, I think, you know, there was a lot of good things we did, especially in the first half of the ball game. And then, you know, we made some mistakes in the second half. We threw a bad interception. We had a punt blocked to give them short fields twice. We took a sack in field goal range on third down, which knocked us out of field goal range. We made a couple mistakes defensively in the red zone. And so there was, you know, quite a few things that we needed to clean up from this past ball game. But, you know, we've got a bunch of fighters on this team. They've been a resilient bunch all year long. And I expect that they'll continue to be that way. So, questions?
Mike, what's the process like after a game like that of just kind of getting back to normal?
Well, we had, you know, we had a meeting this morning. We did our lift and our run. And I kind of told them, you know, basically the same thing, that, you know, we can't make these mistakes in playoff games, and, you know, we'll be going home. So, you know, there's always good and always bad in some of the games, but we made some critical errors in that game that didn't, you know, that could have got us beat. Now, there were some other situations, you know, the third and one where we stopped them when they kicked the field goal with time left. Obviously, the two-minute drill, or the 25-second drill, I guess it would be, you know, those were all good things. So, but there was enough other things in there that we need to get corrected, and I thought it was important we watch the tape today and watch some of the mistakes, and so that we try to not do those again.
Were you able to watch the final play in the film review like any other play,
I mean, you know, it's been on TV 100 times, so... yeah, we actually watch it with the defense as well, just to show what should be doing.
In terms of the emotions of that victory, do you just try to put it behind you, or can you use part of the emotions to maybe propel you for Sunday's game?
No, I think, you know, we like everything, that one's done and gone with, and we're moving on to Philadelphia now.
Was watching the tape this morning enough to convey that to your guys, or did you...
I verbally said it. I've talked to the captains today. You know, it's kind of what I, you know, it's kind of what we do. We move on and go to the next one.
How wired are you? Like, how soon after he scores that touchdown are you already starting to think about Philadelphia-related items?
Well, you know, it's really, you know, like, you go home, you get up today and you watch the tape from last night, and then you kind of put that to bed, and then you start moving on to Philly.
Mike, the thing about your defense is they knew last night that they had made those mistakes, probably just reaffirmed by watching it today. How quickly have you seen from them this year to kind of put that in the rearview mirror and not, you know, take it to heart?
Yeah, they're a pretty resilient bunch. When they've had, when they've made mistakes, you know, that I forgot the other one, the 4th and 10, you know, we let them convert. You know, we would have won the ball game there, or we let them convert. You know, I think, you know, they're pretty determined in what they're always trying to get done, and so they're always trying to get better. You know, they're a good group of guys that work really hard. Yeah, I think he's doing a lot better. He was actually the first one to greet me in the locker room after the game. I think, you know, it's really hard to say if they were, I don't know if they're trying to pick him or they just got tangled up. You know, he hit helmet to helmet, obviously. You know, I don't know the intent of it. No, we'll probably turn it in the league and see what they say.
What's your initial impression of the Eagles, and how much will you look at last year's film knowing that it's Wentz and not Foles?
You know, it's very, very early on Philadelphia. You know, I've watched a couple of their games offensively now, but, you know, we still got a lot of work to do. We will watch a game from last year, obviously. And, you know, he was, at the time when we played him last year, he was a pretty young quarterback, so... but we'll just try to figure out. They've got some great schemes. Some of the things they do are very very tough to defend, and so we'll have to work on that. And I know they've got a great defense. I haven't started watching their defense yet, but you know, their front guys are really good. 27, the safety. I know he's a very good player. So we'll just have to start studying them up. Well, he was the one that we were trying to get to get in field goal range. You know, and typically, you know, most teams have, you know, three guys back and you try to get some kind of three-level route. But we, you know, we're just fortunate on that one. We had a miscommunication, I guess, best way to say it. You know, there's some really good things that went on. You know, 94 was a tough guy to block, Cameron Jordan, but I thought we did some good things, Remmers being on the left side and Hill getting a lot of work on the right side and, you know, getting Elfline back. I think there was a lot of good things that happened there. Because I thought he was the best player. And then I asked him how he would feel about going on the left, and he said, great. So that's what we did.
So much is made all the time about teams getting franchise quarterback. These are two teams that are going to get here with two quarterbacks that did not start the season. What does that say about these two teams in your mind? And is it just proof that defense can trump all?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, both teams have really good defenses, number one. And number two, I think you know, I can't speak for Foles right now because I haven't watched enough on him. But our guys played great all year long, and he's played, I don't know what his record is, 13-1 or something like that. So he's played good. But I think the thing that both the teams have, they both have good teams. You know, they have good offensive line. We have good offensive line. We have good defense, good receivers. You know, I think it's a credit to Doug Peterson and the things he's done there. He's a good player too. And Graham. Huh? Yeah. Well, you know, that's part of the NFL. You got to play great players every week. And so, you know, it'll be part of our plan to figure out how we can stop some of these guys. You know, the unfortunate part is they've got a lot of them, so we're going to have to figure out some ways to take advantage of what we can do to slow them down. No, well, we didn't. I mean, we didn't have a kumbaya.
What stood out to you about the defensive performance in the second half, and why, you know, it was so great in the first half?
Well, they made some plays. You know, they got some guys that are tough to defend. You know, they hit some balls on us. You know, hey, I told the defense that this was going to be a dogfight. We knew it wasn't going to finish 17-0. You know, they get in their fast break mode, and you got a guy like Drew Brees throwing the ball all over the place and knowing where to go and getting the ball out. And I mean, we did some really good. There were some times that we covered the heck out of them, and they ended up making plays. And then there was times where we didn't cover them quite close enough, or you know, we were two steps short of where we were supposed to be, and you know, and they took advantage of it. So you know, I'm not discouraged about the second half of what happened. You know, I think we could have played better in the red zone than we did. And you know, if you go back in the first game when we played that team, we played really good in the red zone. But if you look at some of the other critical areas, you know, we rushed better than they did. Third down conversions, we were 50% on offense, and they were, I don't know, 2 out of 9 or something like that. Time of possession was in our favor. I mean, there was a lot of really good things that happened that but they were 3 for 4 on the red zone, and we were 2 for 3, I think. Well, I actually didn't see the extra point because I was in my office in the locker room. So I was already sitting there, and Hagan was the most excited guy in the building, I think. He came in my office and was giving me a bunch of fist pumps. You know, I always think about those things, what we could have done better and why we, you know, how we could have not had to be in that situation to win the football game.
Did you ever plan for me to get you a beer?
No, no beers, no beers. No, I think y'all worry too much about stats, to be honest with you. I mean, guys go out and play, and they play, and they don't care if it's the game-winning drive in the fourth quarter or this guy kicked the field goal in the fourth quarter. They just play. And, you know, that's what Case has done all year long. He's a battler, a fighter. You know, he never flinches. He doesn't back down from anything, and, you know, that's just who he is. And so whether it's the fourth quarter playoff game or it's the fourth quarter of OTA's out here, I don't think he cares.
All the things this franchise and the fan base have gone through over the years, have you sort of come to appreciate how much this season has meant to the people that cheer for you?
Well, the crowd was unbelievable yesterday. I mean, that atmosphere was electric. I mean, it was I can remember the very first call I was making to the defense, and it was so loud, and it reverberated in my headset. And, you know, I know we did have a hard time with communication yesterday sometimes defensively. Barr had a hard time hearing the call. You know, I had to call it three or four times. But, you know, I got an awful lot of texts, I don't know how many, but an awful lot of, you know, people that were really happy, Minnesotans that were really, really happy about how this thing went down. And, you know, when I got home, I turned the TV on, and, you know, you see at the Wild game and all the fans going crazy, and somebody told me at the basketball game, you know, so it was pretty cool. You know, I'm glad that that we can give them something good to cheer about.
You had a lot of time on a lot of sidelines. Was last night kind of a reminder that you'll just never see it all, even though sometimes it probably feels like that?
Yeah, and you forget, you know, there's times when things happen that, you know, I was in Cincinnati playing Denver the first game of the year. Obviously it wasn't a playoff game, but first game of the year, and we're winning 12-7 or something like that, and there's 20 seconds left, and we intercept the pass, we're out of bounds, and then they throw a pass, and one of our guys tips it up, and one of their guys catches it and runs 50 yards for a walk-off touchdown to win the game. So, you know, there's a lot of things that happen in sports, and, you know, that's why play it till the end. Keep fighting till the end, and you never know what will happen.
Time for two more.
Had a lot of success with your defense playing fast, but when you go to a sloppy field like Lincoln Financial could be, how does that affect things for you?
Well, it will if we're not conscious about it. I've got a tape put together of guys sliding from the last game, slipping on the field, so I'm going to make our team well aware of it.
So what do you do?
Well, we're going to have to make sure we got the right shoes on, number one. Second, you know, part of it is when you're planting, you can't plant on your upfield foot. You know, you got to make sure that you're getting in the right spot. You know, if I'm going this way, I can't go like that, or I'll slide out underneath me. So a lot of it is getting in the right position.
Now that Sam is healthy, do you plan for him to be the backup this week?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far ahead yet. I'm just, you know, trying to finish up the things yesterday that we had to do, and then start getting going on Philly, and we'll worry about that later on. Okay.